Until I was about 15, I had never lived in one place longer than 2 or 3 years. When I was 14 years old, I went through an enormous emotional crisis. Triggered initially by the collapse of my first romance with an older man of 19, I was sure no one would ever compare, it snowballed into a deep and long-lasting existential despair. I took a long, hard look at life and recognized that there was really no point or meaning to it. I could see that all the things that were supposed to provide significance in life, education, success, relationships, money, were in themselves ephemeral, meaningless, and empty. There didn't seem to be anything else to fill the void. I was deeply disillusioned and depressed and basically remained in that state for several years. In retrospect, I can see that I was going through an experience that all of us must pass through at one time or another, or many times, what mystics call the piercing of the veil of illusion. It's the point where we begin to recognize that our physical world is not the ultimate reality, and we turn inward to discover the spiritual aspect of our existence. At these times, we usually feel, emotionally, that we are hitting bottom. But as we actually hit bottom, it's as if we fall through a trap door into a new place, the inner realm of the soul, where we can begin to explore our connection to life in a whole new way. When we can face our fears and move through such a dark night of the soul, we are greeted by the dawn of a profound new adventure. New experiences. Over the next few years, I began to have new experiences, openings, a growing awareness that did not fit into my former rational framework. In college, I studied psychology and got involved in some encounter groups and sensitivity training groups that, in addition to allowing me to release old emotional pain, led me to new feelings of love, joy, and oneness with all. I studied dance and discovered that when I was dancing, I would often have an exhilarating feeling as if some higher force had taken over and was moving me in an abandoned and thrilling way. I had always been interested in Eastern philosophy, so I read books about Buddhism and Hinduism. I practiced yoga and meditation and found that they helped me feel more centered, relaxed, and in tune with myself. After graduating from college, I spent 2 years traveling around the world, living for several months in India, where I gained a deep awareness of the Eastern mystical tradition. My travels were a powerful experience for me because with little money and no real plans, I lived by following my intuition. I had set off originally for a vacation in Italy and ended up making a 2-year journey around the world. I learned that I could live happily with virtually no possessions and move safely into unknown places. This was one of my earliest experiences of the synergistic things that happen when we trust our inner guidance and follow the flow of our energy. Getting conscious. When I returned to the United States, I was hooked on something called consciousness. I couldn't have defined what it was, but I knew that I wanted more of it and that for me, nothing else mattered as much as my process of personal growth. I felt that if I pursued external goals such as career, money, or relationships, they would ultimately feel empty, whereas if I devoted myself to my own development, I would ultimately have the things that my heart desired, such as loving relationships, meaningful work, and a sense of abundance, and that it would all come about in a more satisfying way. I was motivated not only by my yearning to find greater fulfillment in my own life, but by a strong desire to make a contribution toward positive change in the world and in other people's healing and happiness. I moved to the San Francisco Bay Area, which I recognized as the forefront of the so-called human potential movement, and plunged into the earnest pursuit of knowledge, wisdom, healing, and transformation. I took classes and workshops, avidly read new books, meditated, and talked constantly to others involved in the same process. After reading Handbook to Higher Consciousness by Ken Kies, I went to live at his center in Berkeley, where we worked on our growth intensely, day and night, for a year. After that, I continued to live communally for several years with others who were involved in an intensive personal development process. During this time, I did whatever I could to make enough money to live on, housework, office work, odds and ends, while I focused on my real work. Since that time, over 25 years ago, my life has been dedicated to my growth and evolution as a conscious being. I gradually came